Blog Talk Radio.
The man with a 10-inch gun. Right.
I like this. The taste of
his ass.
I can't see.
Fire!
I can try it.
Brent Blair.
Don't mind it. It felt so
good.
It felt so
great.
Don't mean it.
Another faggot son of a bitch.
Tonight, I can't
see. Nicola.
Of the Drunk Cast. Why is it the Drunk Cast? Because my other few co-hosts have better shit to do than to do the show that they're supposed to do every week. So since they're not here, the only thing I could do is go ahead and bring back that faggot asshole that used to fuck up the show for about 50 episodes. So what's going on, Peach?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Now, just to be clear here, you called me and asked me to do the show, knowing damn good and well that I live in Guam. So if it sounds like shit, sorry. That's the best I can do. I'm 10,000 miles away from fucking mainland. So I'm using my iPhone. I got the headset going. If it sucks, I'm sorry. That's just the best you're going to get today.
It sounds better. It sounds better than the last time that you're on. So hopefully
I'm using my wife's set of headphones. Mine broke. I guess they were kind of shitty. So this might be a little bit better. We'll see. I used a calling card here. I was literally scratching off the little fucking back to get the number. And as you could tell, I called in 11 seconds before the show started. Because as you know, my motto is zero show prep.
So, yeah, we've actually had zero show prep because I didn't bother to use. I actually asked Couture to send me some news, but I guess he already had to take off on his trip before or whatever. So, have no news. So basically, I have nothing. I didn't think of talk about anything. I just said, fuck it, we'll do the show and whatever.
And that's the best way to do it, really. You know, the more you're playing shit, the more you know, you got things that you got to bring up and you don't get to the things that you wanted to talk about. So don't plan shit. You just go with the flow. That's the Drunk Cast way. And ironically, I haven't been drunk in all of 2012. I haven't drank at all. Since the last time I was in Vegas for UFC, I don't know what it was, 134 or something with Diaz and Penn. That was the last time I was actually drunk.
That was the last time you were drunk, but if I'm not mistaken, it wasn't a few weeks ago. You were a little fucked up on something else to where you thought you were hallucinating.
Oh, I was definitely tripping balls on your pot brownies, if that's what you're referring to. Yeah, dude, that was a terrible idea, and it wasn't a terrible idea. It was a terrible idea to eat two pot brownies and then go to bed. Because when I woke up at 4 a.m. to take a piss, I thought I was dying, and I had no idea what was going on, and I could barely stand up, and that was a great, great time.
Yeah, those brownies were pretty good. They led to Ronnie's friend Pete having a Matt Hardy episode that first night.
And sorry, I missed that, yeah.
There was actually, I didn't tell this on the other story, on the other show when we talked about it, but I'm going to tell everyone about the Pop Brownie story. So you know, airports are a little tighter now. They have their little, security thing that you have to get fucking whatever it's called. You know, everyone, that piece of shit thing. So I decided I wasn't going to actually carry some weed on me like I would normally do. So what I did is I had a friend of mine make me a batch of pot brownies using a couple different kinds of some really good hydro. I put about a half ounce in those things, and so basically I didn't want to have to carry them. I wasn't flying Southwest, so I didn't want to check any bags. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna ship them to myself. So the 2 days before, I shipped them to Fort Lauderdale in like a little tin that you would buy like the chocolates or cookies in. So I sent this down there and. I sent it like 2 days before. They said it was guaranteed for 2 days. So I sent it 2 days before. So I go to the hotel. You know, Sir Highlight picks me up. I check in. When I'm checking in, I ask if they had my package. And they're like, no, sir, we don't have anything for you. And so I'm like, okay. So I go to my room, get on the computer. I actually have to call my mom to get in my glove compartment to tell me the code or whatever. The tracking number. So I track it down and it says it's delivered. So I'm like, oh, what the fuck, dude? So I called down. I'm like, yeah, you know, I asked for this package. They say they didn't have it, but according to the website, it got dropped off the other day and someone so and so signed for it. So they're like, okay, sir, hold on. So I hold for about 5 minutes and they're like, sir, we'll call you back. So I was like, okay. So I'm like, now I'm thinking, like, fuck. I don't think the brownies made it.
Well, I think it's pretty goddamn suspicious in the first place. If you're a hotel and somebody who's coming for 4 days needs to mail a package to himself, I mean, who the fuck does that? Like, why would you ever need to mail yourself something? I don't know. That sounds suspicious. I don't. But hell, it works.
Actually, a lot of people do that because a lot of people will mail their toothbrush and shavers and. Stuff like that,
okay.
Just to save space in their suitcases. Now that, you know, some airlines charge a lot of money for, like, extra bags.
I gotcha.
So, you know, so. And then Scott told me he does it all the time, so. So they call me and they tell me they got the package, and they're like, sir, do you want to pick it up in the lobby or you want us to take it to your room? So by this point, I'm a little fucking nervous, and I'm like, you know what? I'll get it at the lobby just in case I want to see somebody coming. And that
but what's your plan there, Ed? What are you going to do? Are you going to take off running? Come on, your 40 time isn't great.
I don't know. I was just like, I'll forget. I'll get him at the lobby. So anyway, they came and they brought my package. So I went to my room and opened it up. And damn, did that box reek when it opened up.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I shared the room with you, and yes, it smelled like weed. And you had cleverly added some peanut butter in there to mask the scent, but it did not do its job very well. But I would ask you, or I would suggest, hopefully, that you will do the same thing in Vegas so that we can enjoy some more pot brownies over the convention weekend. Are you going to do that?
Yeah, I could probably do that. I actually have a pot connection in Vegas, so it's not like I have to do it. But yeah, we might do that. Yeah.
Good, because I'm attempting to get into weed. I'm attempting because I'm not very good at finding connections or doing it at all myself. So I'm slowly but surely getting into weed because drinking is not really my thing anymore, and I got to get fucked up because reality is just fucking lame. And being on the island of Guam and doing jiu-jitsu 6 hours a day, it's like, man, I need to start smoking weed. And I listen to Joe Rogan's podcast all the time, and he talks about how awesome it is. And so, yeah, I'm sort of a Rogan mark, but so slowly but surely I'm going to inch my way into becoming a full-blown stoner.
Did your wife give you any shit for us booking in the hotel room when you were here in town?
She didn't even notice, dude. I remember she came in, yes. And I was like, she's like, how come you guys are here or whatever she said. She's like, did you smoke? And I was just like, nope, and she didn't smell it. She's kind of really oblivious to things like that. Like, I've smoked in my house and shit like that, and she doesn't really have a clue. And she's very, very, very smart when it comes to what she does for her career, but she does not have very good street smarts.
I was like, Jesus Christ, he's like, this dude's going to be in so much trouble when I leave. He's lying to us.
No, I literally had no idea.
I'm like,
yeah, no.
She has to have smelled that. I was like, she has to have smelled that. And then she saw me put the pipe away when I was about to leave.
I guarantee you she didn't know what that was. She's never done a drug in her life. She drinks. She's like, I'm a big drinker. I don't know why you don't drink. I'm like, you're not a big drinker. She drinks literally 2 ounces of wine a night and thinks that that's drinking. I'm like, babe, that's not drinking. She's like, it's just for the health benefits. I'm like, I know. Like, that's nothing. I don't get it. She's very straight-laced when it comes to that sort of shit.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it's a good thing since she's a doctor and if she was corrupt, she would be working for the Nevada State Athletic Commission.
That's the whole best part of that whole story was the fucking part about when Dave finally told the story about him trying to make his getaway.
Yes, exactly.
I can just picture this big ass fucking 250-pound jacked up freak just running for the door as fast as he can and jumping in the car
The way you would do it if they called you out on your pot brownies at the hotel. That's exactly what I pictured. I'm like, oh, Alistair Overeem trying to pull an Ed here.
Or a better example would be Rob Feinstein when he was running away from the camera when he showed up to the
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I was like, speaking of that, nothing to talk about Overeem, but I remember this whole, like, we're probably going to talk about Vegas. You know, I get email from Brian saying, hey, we might have to move the trip from May to July. And I'm like, okay, I prefer not to, but fuck it, I'm fine. And most people were fine. A couple Euros, Dazza and Anchor actually had already booked their shit, so they actually had to pay more money to switch it. But so we switched it to July. We're thinking everything's cool. And then all of a sudden they announce this fucking May show that's all heavyweights, all badass fights. And I'm like,
oh, I know.
It's like every year something happens, dude. It's like we don't get Brock and Mir. We don't get Edgar and Maynard last year. You know, the main event was freaking Rampage against Matt Hamill. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sucks.
I'm thinking we got fucked again, dude. We look at this awesome card, and we got Uriah Cruz, which, you know, probably be a good fight,
right.
But it's going to probably go 5 rounds, you know. And it was like a so-so card. But now it's like, fuck May, and July is looking like the card.
Yeah, it's looking really cool. It's looking awesome. I'm excited to see Anderson. I'm not excited because it's going to make the ticket prices super expensive. But regardless of that, it's a stacked card. Fucking Anderson and Kale, that's going to be awesome. Uriah Cruz is going to be awesome. And I'm really excited to see Tito and Franklin and Kung Lee and Franklin. I think that'll be a badass fight. And then Ortiz and Griffin, I think that's going to also be a really fun one too.
Yeah, that'll be a real, that one will be real emotional. You know, people will be going crazy for that one. And
bet the fucking house against Tito. He's done. So whatever the line comes out at, I'm going to put $1,000 on Griffin.
And watch Tito knock him out in 5 seconds.
Not happening. No fucking way. No way.
And he beat Brian.
You always go out on your back. You always go out on your back. And if he's retiring, he's going out. And he's done. I mean, he's fucking hasn't shown shit. And Forrest
doesn't need to retire.
He beat Bader
better than Forrest at this point.
He beat Bader on a lucky shot, and Bader's proved himself to not really be much of a light heavyweight contender anyway.
Yeah. Well, you never know what force you're getting. You get the force that's badass, or you get the force that's a pussy.
I'm confident Forrest will rise. I also just read Forrest's book, which was very passable, so don't read it. But, yeah, Forrest, I think, will definitely take Ortiz. And then I'm looking at Franklin and Kung Lee, and I think that'll be it. From what we saw, Kung Lee and Vanderlei last time, you're going to see some crazy kicks, and someone's getting KO'd there, too. So it's going to be
a I think it's going the same way. I think Kung Lee is going to be, he's going to, like, rock him with kicks and get a bunch of badass kicks, but he's going to end up getting tired, and then after he gets tired, Franklin will pick him apart.
Franco's not Vanderlei though. Vanderlei has that, you know, that granite chin. So, but I really like Franklin too though. I wish he would have, you know, he sort of lost a lot of steam after he got destroyed by Anderson.
Are you high right now? Vanderlei doesn't have a good chin anymore. His chin's broke.
Dude, he fucking ate a ton of shots against Kung Lee.
Yeah, but like, look at the little jab that knocked him out against Chris Leben. Look at how he got knocked out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same chin he had in Pride.
Dan Page, Dan Henderson knocked the fuck out of him. Who the hell? He's lost quite a few fights by knockout, by vicious knockout.
Well, again, vicious knockout, but, you know, I don't know. I think Kung's probably going to lose again to Franklin, but we'll see. And what do you think about Henderson and Jones?
I don't know. There's something so unlikable about John Jones.
Yeah, that's true. Did you see the fight?
Yeah, it was a pretty boring fight. I mean, he pretty much manhandled. Though I liked how he was throwing those elbows at first. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. That was cool when he was doing like Superman elbow punches, which was just crazy because it's like no normal man can do that because you have to, you know, you're shortening your range by 12 inches when you throw an elbow, but fuck, man, he was right on target with them. He got a little stupid throwing those like jumping shoulders. I thought that was a waste of time. But
the first couple, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. But then after a while, it's like, yeah, that's pretty stupid.
Yeah, you're just showing off, and it's like shaking a baby's brain. If you're a baby, you'll die, but no moral human will die.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. But, dude, I'm looking – I love Dan Henderson. He's my favorite fighter of all time. I named my dog Hendo, but I just don't think it's going to be a good day for Henderson.
Yeah, I mean, unless he knocks him out in the first round, which will be pretty hard. He's going to end up gassing, and he might even get finished for once. But
he's got to wrestle him. He's got to wrestle him. And I think Rashad fucked up. Rashad should have kept shooting. Rashad should have made him beat him on the ground rather than you knew he was going to get picked apart technically on his feet. I think he should have gone to the ground, but
But hopefully he'll knock him out real quick, but I don't see it.
Well, that would be awesome, but I don't see it either. I wanted to talk about another black person that we both know, sort of black person. Did you hear the most pathetic interview segment of all time on the B&B show starring Ron Rodney Rogerson?
I got like a Hector and Couture wondering if Rodney was okay, if he had an illness, if he was going to die or something at first.
I know. Well, that was the saddest 2 minutes of radio ever. Yeah, everybody go. I love you all, man. I was like, Rodney,
I thought he was going to say he had prostate cancer or something.
No, sickle cell. He's black.
that was
pathetic.
Yeah. All I know is I don't care what. Oh, shit. I don't care what he says. He better get his ass to Vegas this year.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. We'll see if he makes it, but I'm sure there will be a fundraising party or something for him. I mean, I got texts and emails from people asking the same shit. Like, what's wrong with Rodney? I'm like, nothing's wrong with Rodney. He's just not a great radio personality.
he was actually pretty awesome when we did the Vegas show after the Vegas trip last year. When I didn't even know he was on hold because we were talking to Junior Horson. So I guess he got tired of holding, so he texted Couture and told Couture, because Couture wasn't on the show, to put him on the air. So we're just as Horseman is telling the story, and then Rodney, all of a sudden, here's Rodney talking shit. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it was like he shocked the shit out of us.
If you recall, the very first drunk cast we ever did, it was either the first or second one, Rodney was on that one as well. Do you remember this?
I think it might have been the second one. I think it was the one we did about Vegas.
Yeah, it could have been. You're probably right. And it was, he's not a pathetically sad human being. So everyone who thinks like Rodney's dying, I don't think he is. I think he's fine. I just, he's just not one to do the radio shows.
All right.
Actually, we should start a rumor and say that we should try to get something going that he is dying, or like he has diabetes, or you know, something happens, he's going to lose his leg or something, and see if we can raise some money for him.
Right.
Speaking of raising money, I saw on the update today that you are asking for donations between $10 and $20. You spelled dollars wrong, you dipshit.
That was Brian. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, because he put it in quotes to make sure he knew that it was you that wrote it.
God, he's such an asshole. He could have edited that asshole. But yeah, it looked like, because the last few years, Sir Highlight has gotten us, or had gotten me like a free suite for us to have the big, you know, a big party after the dinner.
Right.
So he was saying that he probably wasn't going to be able to do that this year. So, I don't know, I just like doing it because it's a cool thing. So I just said, you know, we'll just see if we can raise up the money. If we only need like about like 160 something bucks. So
right.
I figured we could get that real easily, and that way we'll have the party. I mean, I already had like three guys that they'd give in the thread, and one guy already Facebooked me and said he already sent 25. So I'm thinking it's not going to be a problem. If we make any extra money, we'll just buy some booze, you know?
Sounds good. And just to plug that, it is Cosmo_cutie@hotmail.com. That's Ed's personal email, CosmoCutie@hotmail.com. I guess that's how... What?
Actually, it's not mine, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. I was making a joke. Thanks. $10 to $20, and please leave your name and what it is for. So what do you mean? Like people should give, like, 10 bucks? Like, they should PayPal 10 bucks to this Cosmo Cutie and then say, all right, I want it spent on ice cubes.
So we don't get confused, like, you know, Kate Barbara thinks someone just sent her money out of the blue.
Oh, I got you. I got you. So put that it's for the sweet party, not specifically,
yeah.
I want 11 solo cups, red solo cups in my name at the room.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, just put Pete's Machine for a sweet party, basically. And if you're not
gotcha.
Going to Vegas, if you're not going to Vegas, but you still want to hear some cool-ass stories like we tell every year, send some goddamn money anyway, all right? The more booze we have, the more we get fucked up, the more crazy shit we can talk about.
And this would be for the Friday night, right?
This would be, yes, the Friday night after the dinner. And we're trying, Scott, even though, because Scott is looking at, Sir Highlight is looking baffled that he's going to make it, but he's still, I talked him into it, he's still going to try and set up the dinner like we did last year. We had a buffet, we had the banquet room for like 3 hours.
Cool.
And he's going to try and set it up, and then once he sets it up, and once we get there, we'll just throw someone like a face wipe. You know, he's like a soccer dad. You know, he's reliable.
That's a great way to put it. He's a soccer dad.
He's reliable.
Change your name to soccer dad.
We'll let him deal with it once we get down there. But yeah, that's for like Friday, so. And I'm trying to get the one we had last year, which had that giant, well, you didn't go through it, but we had this giant-ass balcony that was fucking badass. That way I could get all high and shit.
That'd be awesome, yeah. And I'm actually discussing right now with Brian, we're both considering entering the Grappler's Quest tournament, which would be Friday and Saturday. So if anybody else wants to grapple for the F4W Empire on our team, I'm creating a team. Let us know, because we want to get a representation there and see if we can't bring home some medals for the F4W Empire.
Cool.
And even
cool.
Still, you get like, you know, you get to go to the convention or the UFC. What is it called? A convention? Yeah, like their walkthrough with all the booths, the expo, the fan expo.
Yeah,
you get to go to the expo for free, and then you get to see all the fucking super matches. It's gonna be cool.
Yeah, I've never actually gone to the expo. It's just that it doesn't seem like my type of thing. I don't want to wait in line to take a picture with some dude. Like, I mean, it might be what they think a picture is with Ariane and Brittany, but, you know. That's your whole thing.
You're such a fucking mark. Of course you want to wait in line to take pictures of people. That's what you do. You're a super fan.
Yeah, UFC fighters are boring and usually douchebags, so I'd get in line and take a picture with Ariane and Brittany Palmer. Fuck the black one because she's ugly.
Well, if you just want to jerk off the photos of those people, like, just do it. You don't need to have a photo of you standing next to them.
Yeah, but later on I could check off remembering how she felt when I touched her.
Oh, okay, because also when you take a photo with her, you get to grab a boob.
Yeah, or
okay.
You know.
Oh, come on. No, I went to the Fan Access. I went to WWE Fan Access, WrestleMania, not this past WrestleMania weekend. It's kind of cool just to go there. I didn't wait in line for any photos or any autographs, but I just walked through it and saw, you know, they had John Cena's cars there. They had a lot of cool displays, so I'd imagine the UFC thing is very similar, where they got a lot of cool booths, and I'm sure they have the tap-out douchebags running around giving out promotional shit. I don't know. I've never been to it, but if I do the Grappler's Quest, I'll get to go, so that'll be cool.
That'll be cool. I know you noticed you had asked for two tickets. Who are you taking? Are you going with the woman, or are you... You're bringing that knucklehead.
By knucklehead, you mean the guy who destroyed his foot? That's who I'm taking. Yeah. Yes, I two tickets. That'll be for us. I actually had a third buddy who was thinking about going, but he bailed. So, yeah. He and I. And who are you taking?
Well, hold on before I get to that. What's up with Roddy? What, he got married and now he's pussy-whipped and he can't go to Vegas anymore?
I don't think it's that he's pussy whipped. I think it's that there will be ROH shows and shit that weekend. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's definitely pussy whipped. Oh, he's beyond pussy whipped. He's definitely, what's past pussy? He's not
ovaries,
D-whipped. He's
ovaries whipped.
Yes. He's, oh yes. Good one. He's ovaries whipped. He's fallopian tube whipped. Deep pussy, cervix whipped. It's just that Ring of Honor has a bunch of fucking shows and shit and PWG, and I know he's going to be in Japan for all of June, so, you know, it's just a matter of timing.
Well, besides Barbara going with me again, we're actually bringing her son because she'll be having her son at that time of the year, so.
How old is he?
He's like 7.
Oh, okay. Is he a big kid? Could he knock out JJ or like handle him?
No, because he's like half JJ's age, so he's kind of not that JJ's that big. There's not that big of a size difference, but JJ would still have the upper hand on him. But this is actually unlike that little heathen JJ. This is actually a good kid.
Oh, okay, but he's half Mexican, or at least he's part Mexican. I don't know what his dad is, but. Yeah, so he's got that Mexican fighter fire in his belly, and JJ's just, you know, white meat.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, his dad's fucking highlight. Come on, he can't be that tough. He's got braces, I think. Come on, he's a nerd.
Right. But yeah, so like I guess like during like some of the Empire things, they'll be doing their little family thing. I'm sure they'll be at the pool a lot of the times, but. They'll be around for a few of the things.
Oh, dude, family at the pool. I can't remember which pool I was at 2 years ago, the something blue or something. But I was at the pool, and there was like, you know, it's like a fucking club at the pool, you know, in the afternoon. It's just like a club. And there's, you know, drunk-ass bitches and just crazy dancing. And then there's like four-year-olds, and it's like they're playing the DJ music, and it's like, Yeah, fuck this shit, fuck this in the club, get these bitches wet. And I was like, oh, well, this is some good family music to bring your four-year-old out here too. I was just like, Vegas is just unbelievable. And there's, you know, those 80-year-old women over there, and then over on the other side, there's a blonde chick throwing up into the gutter of the pool with her top half tap off. Like, oh, all right, here we go.
Yeah, that's what I like about Vegas. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it's gonna be cool. Some of the regulars aren't gonna be there this year, but we do have a bunch of new people that are going.
Who? You know, can you give names?
There were a couple guys that were at WrestleMania that are going, and, you know, a few other people that I don't even know who they are that just posted in the thread and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just going to be a good time.
Is Alan going?
Alan Farrell?
Yeah.
Probably
no,
not.
Alan Alda. Probably not. All right. Well, if anybody gets a chance to meet Alan, he's a genuinely nice dude, and I would suggest you do that. If you're in Ireland, I guess he's in Ireland, fucking go to his house and shake his hand, and because it'll be worth it. He's a nice dude.
Yeah, he's a nice dude. I don't think I ever saw him. He didn't have, like, this giant grin on his face the whole time. Did you meet Supersonic, the little dude?
Maybe, I don't know.
He's this little short annoying guy. He annoys everybody every trip. Oh goddamn, I forgot what I was. Who was I talking about before?
Supersonic.
This guy Sonic. He takes me Saturday. I was going to the Hall of Fame with Rodney. And this guy, Sonic, was going to Dragon's Gate, and Alan was going to Dragon's Gate that same night. So he texted me, and he's like, can you find out where Alan's sitting? And I'm thinking to myself, how the fuck am I going to find out where Alan's sitting, first off? And second of all, I'm not going to fucking do that to Alan.
Good call, yeah.
I think they actually were talking about WrestleMania at the show. But, yeah, that one dude can be a little annoying. But, yeah, Adam was cool. Single girl was super cool and actually very, very good looking, actually.
Very nice girl as well, yes. I enjoyed meeting her. Brian always says, I don't want to thank everybody for who you meet because you're going to miss a ton of people. And it's totally true because you meet so many people so fast and, I got, like, just blurry memories, and I just can just remember, you're gay, and Alan.
Yeah, well, it's hard to forget you're gay. I mean, thanks to Granny, he'll forever be known as you're gay.
Forever. Famous. And you're gay, if you're listening, I will be in Brazil for the World Cup in 2014, so we'll get some plans together there.
Cool. Yeah, it's not too far away. Well, I'm not actually sure where Chile's at, but they got to be somewhere around each other.
Chile is on the west coast of South America. It is like the long strip up the side. Chile. Yeah. So Saturday night is the UFC in Vegas. That's July 7th. And then after that, Excalibur again?
Yeah, that's usually what we do. I mean, it's right there. It's pretty close. And it seems like every year we take over the balcony or the patio area.
Right. Well, I will see what sort of St. Louis crew I can round up. I got a little bit less influence being a million miles away, but I'm sure the bird would be down to go again, and I'm sure maybe I could swing some other, maybe get some females there. We'll see.
Yeah. We started like a Facebook, or one of the guys, Anchor, started like a Facebook page for the event, and I sent invites to Jen and Julie, so.
Cool. Yeah, Julie moved back to St. Louis. She had been temporarily in Denver, I think, and now she has moved back to St. Louis, so I'm sure she's down to come pass out and wander around in the back alleys of the Vegas nightclub.
I remember like the last year she came when everyone... We're walking around Vegas. Everyone's all casual, and she's got on this fucking hot ass little like nightclub outfit and high heels. And it's just fucking smoking, dude. I was like, God damn!
And then she fell down in a pile of asphalt and destroyed her face for the rest of the trip.
No, that was the first time. I'm talking about like the second time. Yeah, the first time. After she caused controversy between a Mexican seafood and a flipster.
Yeah.
So I guess she needed to go get something to eat and somehow went outside by the dumpster and fell and scraped off half her face.
Yeah, nobody knows. She just disappeared for about 6 hours and then was brought back to our hotel room by the fire department.
And it was actually the second time that they stayed, because didn't she get stuck in the elevator before that, and they had to come and get her?
She got stuck in the elevator trying to come back, and that's when the fire department came and was like, all right, man, you need to go back to your room. I believe. Who knows?
I mean, I just remember the next day we're at Samba's, and she shows up like, she literally looked like Two-Face from fucking Batman. Half her face was normal, and then the other half was just fucking just a mutant.
Yep.
She looked like a mutant. And I was like, what the hell happened to you? And she's like, oh, you should see the other bitch. So I thought she got into a fight, but yeah, she just busted her ass and lost half her face.
Yeah, no kidding. Sometimes she's a disaster, but...
She looks hot. From one side, she still looked pretty hot, but then the other side, I was like,
right. Yeah, but from behind, whatever.
Yeah. Right.
So then, are you going to stay Sunday and Monday, or leave Monday, or are you going to stay?
I'm going for sure Thursday through Monday. And,
okay.
Earlier, Barbara said maybe they were thinking about maybe doing Friday through Monday, but it's actually probably going to be more expensive for the airfare, so I'm probably going to convince them to go all 4 days too.
Yeah, but then you save the money on the hotel for the extra night. But whatever,
Thursday night, the hotel is pretty cheap. Like it's like Friday and Saturday. It's like 70-something for Friday, like each night, Friday and Saturday. But for like Thursday and Sunday, it's like one of them was like close to 20. Thursday was like $20-something. So,
really? What hotel?
Excalibur. There's a link. Go to the Vegas Strand on the board in the get togethers forum. There's the Vegas Strand. It's probably a page or two back by now, but. Sir Highlight put a link where you get 25% if you book by next month, the 9th of next month. You got to pay in cash. I mean, you got to pay up front, and it's not refundable, but it's 25% off. It came out to the room. What is it? It was like, I know Friday and Saturday were 70-something each night.
You're talking about the MGM?
At Excalibur.
Oh, okay. Because I'm looking at the thread right now, and I'm seeing links for the MGM put up.
There's one. Look for one for Excalibur. It should be like towards like the last couple pages towards the back. And
okay.
Yeah, it came out pretty good.
Yeah, I'd like to stay at the Excalibur. I've never stayed there. I've stayed at a bunch of them, but never at Excalibur. So I'll try to find that. That's cool. But yeah, we'll see. I'm gonna be flying into St. Louis. The week before, and then I'll be flying out of St. Louis. So, shouldn't be too expensive.
Yeah.
It's worth it. Whoever's thinking about going, it's worth it.
Yeah, you should try and make it up. Get there on Thursday, too, dude. Because, like, the last couple of years, you've had reasons why you couldn't, like, well, actually more last year, but you had reasons why you couldn't be around, like, group for, like, a long time. But, you know, since you're not having a woman, you had the other wife with you, you could still, you know, hang out a little more.
That is true. Okay, I found the thread. It is on page 39, and it is put up by Senior Highlight, and it is 25% off if you prepay for the hotels, and you got to do it by May 9th to receive the discount. So, and somebody wrote $367 for 7 nights, which is pretty fucking good ass deal for a Vegas hotel room, especially at
that
hotel. It's pretty nice.
So that means like the days during the week. Are very like expensive. Like I say, the Thursday was hardly anything. You know, I was amazed how. I think I priced the trip for airfare and two rooms for airfare for three people and two rooms at $1,700-something.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, well, it's not bad. I was actually expecting it to be a lot more than that. Well, that's
and,
pretty much my instant
tax
just covers that, so perfect.
You get $15 off the Australian Bee Gees show. Whatever the fuck that would be. Oh, my God. The Bee Gees are horrible. And
you
Australians are also What?
Yeah, the Bee Gees are horrible. But you know what? It sounds stupid, but the night show, the King of Kings,
mm-hmm.
when they jousted all that shit, that was actually pretty cool. I know
yeah,
you'd be more. I'm sure you'd be more interested in Thunder from Down Under.
I can probably get some free tickets to Thunder from Down Under if anybody's interested in that. But you gotta let me know so I can contact Kenny King. But we'll see.
I thought that was Chippendales. I thought it was Rio.
Oh, whatever. Whatever one that. I'm sorry. It is Chippendales. No, I don't. I can't get anything for Thunder from Down Under. But speaking of King of King, fuck, dude, I might check that out. Have you been watching Game of Thrones?
No, I haven't. I've heard about it. I haven't gotten to check it out yet, but I've been meaning to get into it.
It is fucking awesome. It is so awesome. I bought the whole first season on iTunes, and I downloaded the rest. It is incredible. If you like incest, murder, tons of rape, beheadings, magic and wizardry, and just in general, awesome medieval fighting, dude, it is so cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll definitely check it out.
Yeah, dude, you should. There's only 10 episodes in the first season and then 4 episodes in the second season. But, oh, man, I don't want to give it a spoiler. They do kill off some of the very cool characters. But, hey, you know, it's the 1400s or whatever. People got to die. So.
Yeah. Well, that's the same thing with, like my favorite show of all time, Battlestar Galactica. They killed off a lot of major characters by the end, you know. So,
yeah, so
that's what, you know, makes you feel good when you can. I mean, you're taking a big chance by killing off a popular character, but that, you know, when you can do something like that, it actually will make a show better. I mean, because it's like a big deal, you know.
Right. Yeah, they're kind of in a process of rebuilding the cast, sort of trying to create some new stars in the second season because they beheaded so many good ones. But the way they die, I mean, it's awesome. There was an episode where a major character gets killed, and it's sort of at the very it's the very end shot. And I was watching it, and I was just like, oh my god! I was like,
it's running really low on juice. I'm gonna have to run outside and plug it into my car charger because I didn't bring my normal one. So
this is the professionalism you get here on the Drunkcast, folks.
We'll be calling. Right back.
Am I still live? Am I still on the air? I guess I'm still on the air. But if you're not watching Game of Thrones, then you are missing out, my friends. You need to check it out.
Okay. Did you hear what I was saying?
Something about your car, your thing dying or something?
Yeah, my phone's about to die, and I don't have my normal car charger, so I'm going to run that to my car and plug it in.
Will I still be on the air? Will I still be live?
Yeah, you're supposed to be on the air. I'll probably get to my car before it disconnects. But I'm just warning in case I disappear. But yeah, you'll be on.
Yeah, you're starting to break up. That's all right. No problem here. Yeah, Game of Thrones. Check it out. It's well worth it. Oh, man, I had a couple of things I was going to talk to you about today, but fuck, I can't remember. I got off on Game of Thrones.
Well, it's because you're not a very smart individual.
So on Sunday in Vegas, are we going to try to do some sort of get together or what?
Well, like the last couple of years, we've done a lunch at the Chinese restaurant at New York, which is pretty cool. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, usually Sundays is just a day where we just all just kind of hang out. So don't make too many plans. So I'm sure we'll figure something out. I was thinking thinking about telling Barb to see if we could take her kid to the King of Tournaments, that King thing on that Sunday. That'd be exactly
so what is it? Is it like a show? It's like a big, like, or is it an actual tournament, or what is it?
Have you ever seen The Cable Guy?
No.
Okay. Well, basically what it is, it's this big, like, indoor kind of a stadium, and it's all dirt. So basically they have, like, the little kingdom, and they bring out all these knights, and they are on horses, and they have joust, and they beat the shit out of each other for like an hour and a half.
I mean, is it real or is it like work? Is it like WWE?
It's and the guys are really awesome. I mean, it looks really, they're almost as good workers as like the WWE workers.
Well, that's not saying much, but yeah. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. Well, yeah, I'll check that out with you. I'd do that on Sunday or something. Dude, I can't remember what thread or who I was talking to, but I'm definitely want to jump off that fucking, do that free fall dive off the space tower. You want to do that, Ed?
Yeah, I was. Well, I don't know if I'll do that one, but I'll definitely get on like the roller coaster and the one that's, there's like a few different rides. There's a roller coaster. There's one that shoots you like straight up and down a few times. That's like at the very top. So you're, that one's pretty awesome.
We should
awesome.
Do some of those. What building is that?
That's the Stratosphere.
Yeah, the Stratosphere, yeah. But I want to do the one where you just jump off the fucking building.
That's, I think they have that there, like a bungee thing.
Yeah. No, it's not a bungee thing, it's just a free fall. Like, you're on, I think you're attached to a line, but you just jump, and then it just, you just fucking go down the whole side of the building, and then they slowly stop you.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty high place to be doing that from. I don't know if I'll be doing that one, but that is. But they have some cool shit there. So, I mean, it'll be a cool thing to do. We could probably like do that Sunday, too. I know it was Dazza that wanted to do it.
Well, Dazza, I will do that with you. You set it up, let me know what time, how much it costs, and I will fucking jump off that fucking thing with you. And I'm when I say with you, I mean 69ing naked. Well, I'm not doing it in a flight suit strapped in. That's for sissies. We're going to do it licking each other's buttholes.
Oh, well, that might be a little too much for Dazza, but we'll see.
He's never even met me. He's like, who is this bloody faggot? I'm assuming he's British.
Yeah, he's British.
Speaking of Brit, we should try to get Nigel out there. He's out in Hollywood. See if he'll come out for a UFC show.
Oh, right. Yeah, no shit, yeah. I think it's going to sale Wednesday, by the way. I don't know if you know that.
I do know that, but I am getting my tickets purchased through Doc G, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
Are you getting the 125?
I don't think we're going to get the 125. I think we're all going to get end up with the 250s. Because the 250s is what we normally get for 125. And the 125 are the $75 ones, which are just on the sides. And those are like the last few rows. Those are going to go so fucking fast, dude. So it looks like we'll be doing. I'm putting it in my head already that it's the 250.
All
which
right.
I actually kind of get left out that Barb's kid's going because they're not going to go to USC. You know, that the show's too long for him. You know.
Yeah.
So she's not super into it anyway. So, you know, it's I'll still be paying the same amount of it if I was getting her a ticket too. So I mean, it's like it's all good. You know.
It's ten fights with two of them potentially being five rounds, so it could be a long night.
Yeah, what was I going to say? I was going to say something else about the fight. Oh, a lot of the guys are thinking about getting the 400 ones, so they'd be like kind of closer to the thing. But now the 400 are like in the middle, so now these guys are like, fuck, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
You know, it's like either have to go and pay more and pay a lot more to get closer or go back because the 400s just aren't worth $400.
Right. I know exactly what you're saying. And it's going to sell out, and you're not going to be able to get a good scalper deal or nothing like that this time. So, yeah. But at the MGM, though, it's pretty good sight lines everywhere, and, you know, so I wouldn't sweat it.
Yeah,
get in the building, man. That's what you want to do.
You end up looking at the screen a lot anyway, so, you know,
right.
It'll be awesome. So.
Yeah, you're there for the atmosphere and the fun of just being in the building. So just get in the building however you can, and then you'll fucking enjoy the shit out of it.
Yeah. I know, like, it's funny, like, our buddy Oliver wasn't going to go to the convention because he was like, you know, screw it. The May show looks better. I'm going to go in May, and then I'm going to go to Brazil. So forget going to Vegas in July. But he's like me. He's a super shell mark. So as soon as they announced the fight in Vegas, he's like, fuck it. I guess I'm going to Vegas in July.
Yeah, and well, now there's no fucking Brazil show, so it doesn't really have a reason to go there.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, I can't wait. It's going to be so awesome, dude. Fuck, it's still 10 weeks away, though.
Damn, 10 weeks?
Yeah.
That seems like a lot. But I'm going to be back in the States for all of July, so... But, dude, the trip to get there is a motherfucker for me.
I bet, man. How long were you as soon as you took off from San Antonio, how long did it take before you got home?
26. It takes like it's essentially like 36 hours travel time, but it's like 26 in the air.
Did you go back in time or did you go forward in time?
Forward in time.
So you basically went a day into the future.
Right. So it takes like a day and a half to get there, but really it only takes like 20 hours.
It's the next day.
Right. You lose like a half a day.
Uh-huh. That's crazy.
It is weird. It's so weird. And then like, because we went, when I saw you, we went from San Antonio to Atlanta to Japan to Guam. So Atlanta to Japan was fucking like 16 hours in the air. It was brutal.
Yeah, I bet, man. Yeah.
But if anybody wants to come to Guam, you're more than welcome to visit. We will put you up at our house.
I'm still waiting for my flyer or my entry form or whatever.
Yeah. Well, you can't read or write anyway, so I don't know why you need one.
I have someone who actually could read and write, who could write it for me.
Well, then she would win the contest and not you.
Yeah, but she could take me with her.
Well, if anybody's got an extra $1,500 to spend and doesn't mind losing 3 days of their life in travel, because you'll also lose a day of just sleeping once you do that.
Oh, I bet, yeah. I bet it's a shock to the body once you finally get there. And I'm not one to be able to really sleep on an airplane. I mean,
yeah, I can, but it doesn't matter. Like 8 hours, and you get up, you still have 8 more hours. It's just so mentally just draining. I don't get it, but whatever, man, you got to do it. And whatever. It's worth it. I'll be back in the States for a month, and I'm going to be heading to Tampa for 2 weeks, St. Louis for 2 weeks. I might try to swing by New Orleans. Since I'm not going to see Rodney at the fucking convention, see what he's doing. We'll see.
You need to go to New Orleans right before the convention, hit that motherfucker over the head and throw his ass on the airplane.
Hey, Rodney, look at this. Bam! And then he just wakes up and he's in Vegas. Oh,
did you ever hear the story about the first time Rodney met Sir Highlight?
No.
Well, it was the convention. I forgot. I think it was the one where we were at the Planet Hollywood. And
Okay.
It was the first one that Sir Highlight went to. Well, Sir Highlight found out when Rodney was leaving New Orleans, so he arranged for him. He flew to New Orleans. Yeah, he flew to New Orleans. Got on the plane. He knew Rodney from pictures from the other trips. So he knew Rodney was on there. He sat down. He told us he bribed the stewardess. He gave the stewardess like 20, 50 bucks. So she went and got all the other stewardess. So they came and they all sat and they got on the speaker and they had everybody on the airplane sing happy birthday to Rodney.
Good God. That's a fucking commitment to a joke. I love it.
I know, right? You're going to fly out of your way?
That's awesome. I didn't know that part of the story. I knew he'd gotten on the same plane. I didn't realize... I thought it was just coincidence.
No, he set it up. He knew right what he did.
That's awesome.
This is there's one thing that Sir Highlight's good about, and that's fucking burning people on jokes, because I remember he told me like one time, he was like, yeah, I'm going to announce like the information for something on your show. And I'm gonna advertise it on the shout out, like on the Brian and Vinny show, but it's going to be like for your show. So I'm thinking, oh, cool, that's awesome. And then... So he says that, and he's like, seriously, and he gives out the information.
Jesus.
From Ryan. So I was like, you motherfucker. And then he's like, yeah, if anybody needs a ride, contact Rodney. And he starts to give a phone number, which it was a New Orleans area code. I'm sure Rodney at first was thinking that it was like his, you know, at first he was like, you know, screaming like, what the fuck?
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
And then the next day, Stevie J sent him a message. He's like, Rodney, I would like to take you up on your offer for the driver's. And poor Rodney had to explain to Stevie
that he wasn't really a taxi.
Oh, man. Sir Highline is awesome at shit like that, dude. That's one thing about him.
Oh, yeah. Was he the one that had that shirt made that said Coco's Taxi Service?
Yeah, he's the one that made the Coco's Taxi Service. Oh, man.
That's what I should do. I should go to New Orleans, drug him or something so he's passed out, and then when he wakes up, he's just in that blue shirt in a cab driving around Vegas.
Right, that'd be awesome. He's thinking about going now, but he, I don't know. He, Brian, goddamn it, you better fucking go. I will kick your ass the next time I see you if you don't go.
Dude, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. You know.
He says he's not going because he wants to be a grown up and not miss a day of school.
School? Oh, well, if that's the excuse, then fuck that. School?
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck that. And the only reason I'm not threatening to kick Mexican Sifu's ass for not going is because luckily I'll see his ass next year for WrestleMania.
Did he get married?
He's getting married, dude. That's why he's not coming this year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I knew it was something like that. Well, good for him.
Yeah, his girlfriend reminds me of Beth Phoenix.
Really? Oh, yeah. I think she's really into fitness or something.
Well, she's kind of, you know, she's, how do I say this without sounding insulting? Mexican seafood likes girls with some meat on her.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm not saying she's like fat. She's not fat. She's just, you know, big bone like Beth Phoenix kind of. I mean,
gotcha. Yeah,
yeah.
She's jacked.
So, you know, he found what he wanted. So, yeah. So, yeah, but she looks. She has like blonde hair. I mean, to me, she looks kind of like Beth Phoenix. And she's like, you can tell when they get married, she's gonna carry him over the threshold.
his little scrawny
95-pound ass.
I don't ever see him posted anymore. So I don't. I wonder if he's maybe he's very pussy whipped.
Yeah, he told me it's like he said that someone described him as like he doesn't post a lot, but his good to bad post ratio is like really good, so he doesn't want to fuck that up. So he's kind of like leaving the memories alone, as you will.
Got
he
it.
Still posts a little bit, but it's not like, you know, the old Mexican secrets. Plus, he's changed his way. He's giving up the porn and the jacking off constantly all day long.
Well, that's good for anybody to give up. You want to scale that back to, you know, under a half dozen times a day. Is, you know, you get outside and take a walk or something.
Right. But yeah. So. Okay. So I guess you want to talk about some wrestling, so because if not, I'm sure there'll be a person or two that's going to bitch about it. I listened to the whole show, they didn't talk about wrestling.
Well, here's what I want to bitch about. I was reading The Observer, and I was reading Dave wrote a column or an article in The Observer about the Culinary Workers Union and the whole New York not being licensed in MMA and whatnot, and how they're, you know, there's some problems with, like, Anheuser-Busch pulling out their sponsorship with UFC and all this shit. And he talked about Dana saying some things and Joe Rogan one of the reporters, he called her a cunt on the air. And so what I want to bitch about is Dave wrote and Joe Rogan called her the C word. And I was like, and then earlier he wrote faggot and bitch and whatever, but then he got to what Joe Rogan said and he said the C word. Why can't you write the word cunt? What's up with that?
Wow, I didn't even meet that part of the server. That's weird. I mean,
he was talking about Joe Rogan. He wasn't saying she was a cunt. He was saying Joe Rogan. My gripe is not with Dave not writing the seat, writing cunt. It's why can't we write cunt and nigger anywhere? Why are those two words magic in our society? It's bullshit. I think it's retarded, and I think people need to quit getting offended by fucking words. If you give them meaning and power over you, then you are a pussy. And I think it really sort of relates to the article in my mind. It's like Anheuser-Busch is all fucking, and I have a vendetta against Anheuser-Busch being, because I'm from St. Louis and they fucking sold out St. Louis, whatever.
I saw commercials the other day where it was basically like, you know, those kind of like those anti-bully commercials, but basically it was telling kids not to use the word gay to describe somebody as dumb or stupid because it's offensive to gay people.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Did they say gay on TV?
I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure they said gay, and they said it was offensive to homosexual people is what they said.
People, seriously, get your panties out of a fucking bunch. They're just words. And Anheuser-Busch, what the fuck are you thinking? You sell sex and booze. You sell the ability for people to get wasted on your product and then have casual sex, and you're worried about a couple of fucking fighters or announcers of fighters saying cunt and bitch. Grow the fuck up. Like, I have such a problem with everybody crying about the Twitter nonsense and, oh, you said this on Twitter. Twitter. Ignore it. Grow up. Be an adult and deal with some fucking potty mouth.
Yeah, worry more about the challenger for the heavyweight title failing the drug test and then running for his life to keep from taking another drug test, and, you know, instead of someone saying cunt, you know what I mean? Worry about fucking steroids and cheating and shit like that than people worried. Now, did you ever see the South Park where they were where they were talking about basically the whole thing with the faggot, where like they changed the meaning of the word faggot?
Yeah, and they were calling the bikers the faggots, right?
Yeah.
That was brilliant. Exactly. Yeah, he's a fag. What? Well, he's homosexual? No, he's a fag.
They're like, we wouldn't make fun of homosexuals like that.
Right. Yes. Everybody knows what you're talking about. Quit being offended. And if you are offended, then get out of the business of fighting. Like, I don't, like, Anheuser-Busch threatening to pull their advertisement from UFC because some fighters wrote some bad shit on Twitter. It's like, hey, you're Anheuser-Busch. People aren't going to stop drinking your product. I don't know.
Why did they get mad from Brock Lesnar said that he was going to drink a Coors Light, and then he's all, that's why I said a Coors Light, because Bud Light won't pay me.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then he said, I'm going to go get on top of my wife now.
That was a great promo. I think I might even go get on top of my wife tonight. Like, I'd get on top of your wife.
Right.
I'm sick of all this fucking political correct bullshit. And like, I'm sick of, like, Dana White. Then don't let your fighters get on Twitter or whatever. Just ignore it. It's like, Miguel Torres, should he really be fired because he made a rape joke? Should Forrest Griffin be in trouble because he made a rape joke? Okay, rape's funny. I'm sorry. Rape's a funny... Everything can be funny. Cancer's funny.
Did I ever tell you I got fired from a bartending job at Red Lobster because I supposedly threatened to rape somebody?
I think you did tell me the story, but yeah, but you didn't do anything. It was just taken out of context.
I just made a... You know, I told her, you keep fucking with me, next time I will rape you.
a very plausible, very... adult comment, I'm sure.
Somehow she took that the wrong way. But, you know.
Well, what a baby.
She was a crazy bitch anyway, so, you know.
Yeah. People get so offended. I don't think people even really get offended. They just say that they get offended. I'm appalled. Like, really? Are you really? I don't think I've ever been appalled at anything in my life. Just ignore it. Can't we just ignore shit? Like, why does everybody have to apologize and be punished, or why do we have to tiptoe around cunt and nigger? Why can't we just address these things and get on with the real problem. The real problem is the fighters.
And it's kind of even more absurd than that. It's like, you know, you go to like some kind of like you know, like elementary competition thing or like Cub Scouts or something, and everybody wins a ribbon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, no, goddammit, the dude who can run the fastest wins the ribbon. The dude who can get the highest wins the ribbon. You know? Fucking.
Right.
Dumb. I didn't get no goddamn ribbon because I lost in everything, so why should the kids nowadays get one?
Right. And the kids that are the smartest, who can't run the fastest, they get the A's. You know?
Yeah.
You're rewarded for what you do good. No. Everybody's good. Everybody's a winner. Everybody is a champion and a hero, and nobody's stupid. No, people are stupid, and they need to be told that they're stupid so they can stop acting stupid. If I'm doing something stupid, I want to be told about it.
Yeah, and like when you grow up and end up like on the street on the bad side of town, you think that fucking that you know everyone winning the ribbons and all that shit's gonna help you. Then hell no, it's gonna be against you. You're gonna be
no.
Naive and stupid and. You're
making
gonna,
you a
you
pussy.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's an example. My wife does this annoying thing when she's not thinking. She like makes this like exhale sound that's like really sort of it's just sort of annoying to me. And I call her out of it. And I'm like, she's like, why do you have to call me out on this? Or why do you have to? What you can't? I'm like, because I'm trying to help you be a better person. If I do something stupid that's annoying to you, please tell me. I won't get offended. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings, but I would like you to stop doing that because it's kind of annoying to me. So help me out. And then now if I'm fucking picking my nose or whatever, call me out on it. That way we can both be better people. And that way we can, you know what I mean? I'm just like tired of, yeah. Like, so why you call me a faggot and I call you a fat ass because we're trying to make each other better people. So what do you think about this Brock Lesnar bullshit?
Well, actually, hold on before because I'll end up forgetting. That's you just kind of made me remember something.
Yeah.
I think I annoyed somebody yesterday. I think I annoyed the shit out of one of your biggest clients.
Who?
Well, yesterday on Facebook, yeah, Whitney is in like I guess she's in like Washington D.C. She went to a wedding or somewhere. So she posted a picture of like some soup and a salad or something with a piece of bread, and I made the comment about just to fuck around. I'm gonna tell Pete that's not part of the vegan diet. So she tells me, she tells me, I dare you. So, you know, she challenged me, so I had to do it. So I had you. I don't even know what you texted her. What did you text her?
I just got the text from you that said, text Whitney. To stop eating bread, just do it. And I was like, okay, seems harmless enough. So I just texted Whitney, stop eating bread. And then she just texted back, fuck Ed. I was like,
what did she say?
Fuck Ed.
Oh.
I was like, I don't know what this is about. So I'm just passing along a message. And then she wasn't mad or nothing, but.
Well, later on, she posted a picture where it's like a piece of ham and a piece of meat, and that's it. It's just like two little pieces. And then she saw, like, she posted she tagged me in the photo and said, how's this? And then she posted, go ahead and tell Peach all about it. And then I go, I only have a one text per day limit with that asshole. And then she goes, why? Because you're so annoying?
Yeah, she was annoyed with you busting her balls for that. But I think she got over it. She texted me pretty hammered about 7 or 8 times yesterday. So I'm pretty sure she's having a good time with her friends.
Yeah, it looks like it. She's with a bunch of girlfriends, so I'm sure they're having a good old time.
I didn't know anything about it. I was telling Kendra, my wife, I was telling her, I was like, yeah, Whitney's somewhere. I don't know. She traveled somewhere. And she's like, she's in Washington, D.C. for a wedding. I'm like, why the fuck do you know that? Like, well, I'm friends with her on Facebook. I'm like, oh, yeah, Facebook.
Tell your wife to friend me on Facebook.
No.
Why not?
Because you don't need to talk to my wife.
Yeah, but your wife is cooler than you. Same thing with, like, Whitney. You know, Whitney's cooler than Brian. Your wife's actually cooler than you.
Yeah, That's very true. That's very true. And for those of you who don't know, Ed and myself and my wife, we went to San Antonio and we had dinner a couple of times. And my wife said to me, "Wow, Ed is much nicer in person." I was like, "I know. He's not really an asshole. It's just sort of what he does on the radio show." Like, he always asks those questions to Granny that are, because I always let her listen to the Granny segment. He always asks those rude questions to Granny. I'm like, yeah, he's just being a fucking smarmy retard. Although, that was a good one you just had. Your most recent question was pretty good. About why you don't plug the whatever.
Well, what happened was because he does the update on Tuesdays and Fridays. So Tuesday I sent him, I sent him a thing. I'm like, "Hey, you know, we're 10 weeks away. So-and-so, put it on. No, it was for, like, a Brian and Vinny show. That's what it was. They were doing the Tuesday Brian and Vinny show. And I'm like, "Hey, Brian, we're 10 weeks away. Plug the show. Tell everyone that, last year a guy from the website got very ill and ended up dying. And when he was fighting for his life, some of us promised that we were going to take him to WrestleMania or Vegas. So when he didn't make it, we extended the offer to his sister was the one who went on the board and kept us all updated. And a lot of us are friends of her on Facebook. And so we decided to take her. And she's actually bringing the majority of the family, the whole family's coming, because the website raised like over $5,000. Basically, we paid for his funeral, you know.
Really? And well, I didn't know that.
In just a couple of weeks, we raised the website from the board, on the board, raised over $5,000. I don't remember what the exact total was, but it was a lot of money. So they were very grateful. So the family's coming to the Vegas, you know, to hang out in his honor. And
cool.
That's pretty cool. So I told him, you know, mention that, and then comes the show. You know, Brian's got short memory, you know, short attention span, just like he's short, you know. So he didn't plug it. So I was like, "God damn, Brian, it's like you want 100 people there, but you keep fucking forgetting to plug it, dude." It's like, that's why I was like, I know, I'll keep Granny. I actually was worried Granny wasn't going to read it, because, you know, sometimes Granny takes my questions the wrong way.
She actually
read it. And then Brian's like, "Yeah, okay, maybe I should plug it." And then she finished reading it, and then Brian's like, "You need to fucking fuck you, Ed."
but he did
a good job today. Like, I said to him, I go, "Hey, Brian, I know I had Brandy fuck with you, but, you know, please, here's the information." So he put, like, the link to the ticket thread. He put a link to the Vegas thread. He put a link to the Facebook page. He put a link to my thing for the suite. So he actually did a good job today, and hopefully he will, like, once a week, plug it in an update or plug it on one of the shows. And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just imagine Brian, and I've asked Whitney about this. I was like, this is how I imagine he lives. Like, he gets up, like, he stays in his underpants all day. He's just wearing a boxers and a headphones, and he just has, like, his iPad or his BlackBerry or whatever in front of him. And he just walks around the house all day texting and looking at the internet and playing with his cat, like, nearly naked, until it's time to go to jujitsu, and then he puts on his bathrobe.
I remember, because I roomed with him a couple times when just maybe me and him or me and a couple of dudes just went to Vegas. And basically, Brian's working consisted of him laying on the bed with his phone, just entering shit on his phone and, like, checking his emails and that. And I'm sure he spends a lot of time, doing it during the day. And I'm sure, like, when he's actually writing the newsletter. But as far as, like, everything else, it's more time-consuming than actually, like, hard. You know what I mean?
Right. He just has to constantly be up to date and talking to a million people and, you know, trying to stay on top of shit. So, he probably work hard.
I'll never forget, like, this was after the second convention. It was after I'd already met Dave before. But this is when I went to, like, the Rashad Forrest fight, the Vanderlei Rampage fight. It was me and Brian and the Hollis. The Hollis came down. Oh, wait, maybe it was the Brock. Anyway, it was me and the Hollis and Brock. Brian and Dave, and we were all going to go to dinner at Samba's. I think we were going to meet Sawyer and maybe a couple other people. So we get in the cab. We meet up with Brian and Dave, and Dave's on the phone, and Brian's just there. And then so we get ready to take off, and Brian just like motions to Dave, so Dave starts following us. But Dave's talking on the phone the whole time. Then we get in the cab, and the whole cab, Dave's talking to somebody major, you know, they're talking TNA, they're talking everything. And me and the Hollis, we're not even saying a word, because we're just like, it was just like we were observing Dave Meltzer working. It was like the greatest thing ever. We were just in awe.
Wow,
I was being
Dave
in the
work.
Car and listening to Dave Meltzer talk on the phone, dude.
Oh, I will. I bet Dave's fucking 10 times worse than Brian, just as far as being in constant contact with people.
Yeah. But I think Dave, I don't think it phases Dave. But Dave, I think Dave's a little more. Dave is very socially awkward as far as other shit, but when you're talking wrestling or MMA, he has no
That's
problem.
That's because he's a robot. Dave, he's a robot. He doesn't sleep. He doesn't have a family. He just lives in a closet with his computer and types and talks on the phone. He's a robot.
The thing that's amazing, he actually does have a family, and he actually takes time to do family things.
No, like he doesn't. Have you seen his wife or child? Have you seen them?
I've met him a couple times. His wife is
They're all
super
robots.
His wife is super friendly and very talkative.
Stepford wife, man. Stepford wife.
And then he actually has two kids. He has like a little kid and they had a baby.
I don't believe it. I think those are borrowed for show. They're prop children. He can't possibly interact well with his children. Like he interacts so poorly with people when you're just like he's so short and just so concrete in his thinking. I can't imagine him being a father. Not that he's a bad father or he's whatever, but just like can you help me with my homework? I don't understand that. Okay.
Right.
Well,
I remember, like at the wedding, like his wife and the kid were going to the room, and Dave goes, "Well, they have the cartoon network. You can watch the cartoon network." And she's like, "No, he's going to go to bed already."
Yeah.
Like you can tell when it comes to the family shit, she's in charge.
Yeah. I totally get that. Yeah. He's the breadwinner. She's the fucking run. She's the child bearer.
Basically, the opposite of your life.
What is that supposed to mean?
That means you're a woman that makes all the money, and you have to do everything else because you're like the slave.
That is true. I and to be honest, people ask me what I do out here in Guam, and let me be—I'll be perfectly clear. I wake up around 10. I spend most of the day in my underwear. I go to jiu-jitsu 6 hours a day, and I look at Brian's website. That's about it. So I do the opposite. I pay Brian to do the same thing he does. I dick around on the computer. I'm either wearing a basketball jersey with no sleeves or I'm wearing a long sleeve gi. So, and then I play with my dog and I go to the beach and I lift weights and eat healthy.
I just thought it was hilarious when we went out to eat at this really nice Mexican restaurant here. And at the end of the meal, they bring the bill, and Peach hands the credit card to the waiter. And I'm like, whatever. What did you contribute to that? What money did you contribute to with that credit card?
Hey. My name is on the credit card. Just because my money doesn't go into the account that pays it, my name is on the credit card.
You're lucky your wife sounded like George Costanza, and she started complaining about like when George's girlfriend gave Elaine the salad, and Elaine said thank you.
She wanted credit for the salad. Yeah, it was a big salad. I think a lot of times I'll make Seinfeld references like that, and I'll be like, yeah, you know, like that one Seinfeld, and Kendra's like, what? No, I never watched that. No, I'm like, you never watched Seinfeld? Like, I didn't not watch Seinfeld. Like, I watched 2 episodes a day when it was syndicated, and I've seen them 100 times.
Like, yeah, same thing.
And same thing with The Simpsons. Like, I'll make Simpsons jokes and or just references and be like, oh, and Kendra's like, no, I've never seen it. I'm like, oh my God. Like, it's, and she's just a little bit younger than me. I was like, what were you doing growing up? Like, I read a lot of books. I'm like, oh my God. Well, I guess that's why you're a doctor and I'm unemployed.
Right.
But I contribute. I contribute. I take care of the house. I take care of the dog. I do all the woman's jobs. I don't clean. I'm not going to lie. And I do a very shitty job of washing dishes. And, you know, but other than that, I keep shit in order.
That's cool. Well, we got about 10 minutes of live airfare, so I'm going to make my way back to the apartment and get out of my car.
You've been in your car the whole time?
For like when I told you the car it was about to die, I came to the, because I only had my car charger. I didn't bring my regular charger.
How far away does Barbara live from you?
From me, she's on the other side of town.
Because you live kind of by the Air Force base where we were staying, right?
Yeah, I'm actually just like 5 minutes away from where you guys were. Honestly, it's pretty close. Yeah. Barb lives.
What?
If you guys moved over here, she lives, but you guys would probably end up moving because it's by hospital.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah. Actually, Kendra's like, I really liked San Antonio when we were there. That was a great city. We should. Like, I was like, that's fine. Let's put it on the list. Like, because you know, in 2 years we're gonna move from Guam to somewhere else. So, say San Antonio is now in the top five. I want to move to Vegas.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I want to fucking train at Extreme Couture and go to every UFC and not have any rain.
Well, you wouldn't have no rain here.
That's true. But is there MMA shit down there? I'm sure there is.
There's a few gyms. Every once in a while, this one manager at UPS just bores the head out of me because he can't help but tell me about his 15-year-old son who's going to be the first ever blue belt from whatever Gracie or whatever.
Oh, fuck.
So I got to listen to the proud dad talk about his kid all the time. So there are schools there.
Yeah. Well, if we end up moving there, you're gonna have to get season tickets again with me to the Spurs.
Oh, that'll work. I've been wanting to get them, especially after this year. Shit, I wish I had playoff tickets now.
Yeah, dude.
They're looking pretty damn good.
We'll be down for that. We'll fucking go and become the two idiot, asshole-like regular fans.
And what's funny is this, people are so stupid that we can actually get free meals and shit. People think they're Monty Ginobili for real.
All I gotta do is, like, get a little bit of a scruffy beard and shave a bald spot, and I'll be golden.
Dude, like, one time, like, one of my oldest friends who's just a hardcore Spurs fan as I am, one time when I first got on Facebook, Jen posted a photo of you and her, and you were wearing the mono jersey.
yeah, that's right.
So I told my friend, I go, check it out, my friend Jen from St. Louis, she knows mono Ginobili. And then my buddy looked at the photo for like a few seconds, he's like, oh, wow, how did she know mono?
Oh yeah, I'm on the fucking billboard side of the bus. It's great.
It's like everybody. Like I used to have this one buddy. His name was Bobby. He was about 6'4". Just a big dude, not muscular, just a big dude, and he had like long red hair. And we went to Raw or House Show or SmackDown. We went to something. This was a long time ago, and. So we went to get something to eat, and he's standing there just by the wall, leaning against the wall. He's got his ponytail, his hair ponytail back, and he's wearing like either a bandana or something. It might have been a bandana anyway. So he's there, and I shit you not, this group of four kids come up to him and they're like, "Undertaker, Undertaker, can we have your autograph?"
Undertaker.
So he starts signing the autographs to him, and then more people got in line to get his autograph. He signed like almost a dozen autographs.
As the Undertaker,
he got no tattoos. he's not, you know, he's tall, but he's she was chunky. I mean, it's not, I mean, I just don't know how they can be so stupid, you know.
Maybe they thought it was when he had cut his hair and he was the red devil or whatever.
Right.
I remember when I was doing the indies, people thought I went as Billy Kidman's cousin, and people would legitimately confuse me for Billy Kidman, and other wrestlers like, dude, you need to charge $10 for autographs and say, I'm like, I'm not fucking lying and stealing $10 for writing someone else's name. That's complete bullshit. That'd be horrible. But I could have pulled it off. People often ask me for Billy Kidman's autograph.
Well, they don't really have to watch you wrestle to know realize that you're not, because, you know, Billy Kidman was good and you stopped.
Oh, I was terrible. Terrible wrestler. I don't know if I was a terrible wrestler. I was an average wrestler. But
I seen you in one match against Delirious where you're doing like the MMA gimmick.
Yeah, that sucked. Yeah.
You
if
did
I
an awesome
be
promo
Manu.
Before the match, though.
A what?
You did an awesome promo before the match, though.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm a better talker than I am a fucking worker. Also, being 6 foot and 170 pounds is not exactly an imposing physique.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah, mine was 6'6 and 205 pounds, so I'd have to bulk up and somehow stretch my body out.
Cool.
How much time are we looking at?
Excuse me.
Hey, I got a question about weed, since I heard you cough. Does when you smoke weed and you cough, does that make you get higher or something?
It depends on how bad you start coughing, because I just had an episode where that happened to me before I started the show.
Do you have any idea why? Like, why would that make any effect? Why would coughing while you inhale make?
It's not the coughing. It's okay. Let me describe what happens. Like, and the only reason it happened is because I'm using Barb's shitty pipe and it's kind of dirty and I'm smoking out of my balls.
Right.
So I was I only had put a little bit in it, and I was hitting it, and I hit too much, and when I start coughing, it's not just a cough that it makes your brain feel like it's going back and forth, dude.
Yeah,
for
it's like a rattle.
Seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
And then before, like, I even had to grab the chair with one hand, and
right.
Then it's like you're like it's a different even kind of a stone too. And that's where
right.
we walk.
But why does that happen? Because the only times I've been super fucking high to the point where it's like, oh shit, I'm going to have a panic attack, I'm so high, it's when I cough. And it's only happened like two or three times, but those times I just get retardedly high. What's
and
the
like
difference?
It intensifies it by like 10 times.
I know. Why is that?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I have no idea. And this is actually the first one that I've had in probably years, because I know how to smoke out of my bong so well that it doesn't, you know, I know exactly how much to do. So it's like, it's usually, you know, usually happens when you're smoking out of something different.
And you smoke out, like you take a too big of a hit or something?
Yeah, you take too big of a hit, kind of.
Well, I bought a water pipe. Have you ever used one of those?
Yeah, that's a bong.
But it's like a little, it's a mini bong. It's a
real
small. Yeah.
I used to go when I went to Vegas.
What?
I used to go and buy one at the head store and just smoke out of that for a few days and just throw it away. But real quick, everyone, check out angrymarks.com. You can always download the streamer show at angrymarks.com along with a lot of other shows. So everybody, check out angrymarks.com.
And teamviggity.com if you want me to help you get in shape and get shredded and get jacked. Team Viggity, or you can email me teamviggity@gmail.com. I'll hook you up.
Yeah, one of the guys messaged me on Facebook asking me if you were on Facebook because he wants to get back on it. And
no, I don't need a Facebook. I have a website. It's teamviggity.com.
You need a Facebook, asshole.
I do not need a Facebook.
Facebook
is unnecessary.
You can talk so much shit to Rodney on Facebook. It's awesome.
I text him fucking shit, and I want it private.
Yeah, now you can have other stuff and have other people laugh and join in on the fun.
when I call him a Republican nigger, I only want it, that's for his ears only. I don't want that put out in the public.
That's funny. But you should still get a Facebook, stupid. You have it.
All right. No, I don't. That's not me. I don't know who did that. I didn't do that. Maybe I did it a long time ago and I don't remember it, but I don't use it.
Yeah.
Because I did look it up and I tried to log in and I don't, and it's not my login shit, so I don't know.
Whatever. I didn't do it for you or something.
Maybe I did, yeah. Anyway, it's just for idiots to put pictures of their dogs and their fucking children and talk about how awesome they are. It's the same reason I don't have Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter isn't much for me. I'm fine just on Facebook.
Yeah, Twitter is for very... except the granny has a Twitter. That's hilarious.
I like how her second and last tweet is, I don't know how to use this.
Yeah, I might get on Twitter and just follow Granny.
Right, no kidding, dude. Granny's
yeah.
So awesome. I can't wait to see her in Vegas.
I think her and Rodney are dating now. Let's start that rumor.
The show, did you see how you listened to the show from last night?
Yeah, I did.
That was funny. Brian's like, Rodney fixing her VCR was the worst thing that ever happened to the show.
Yeah. Well, I think we spent enough time talking about Rodney.
Right, no kidding. But anything else you want to talk about before we go?
No, I'm going to go down to jiu-jitsu class right now and get a couple of rolls on and smoke a joint with my buddies in the parking lot.
Speaking of which, I need to talk to you about something off the air.
All right, sounds good. I wonder what it could be about.
Come back. I'm trying to think if I want to talk about anything before we go. I guess I really don't have anything to talk about here.
Are you gonna watch Extreme Rules?
I gotta work, but the site that I stream my shit on, I can stream it on my phone, so I'm not gonna watch it, but I'm gonna have my headset picked on and I'm gonna listen to it.
Cool. I think it might be the first pay per view I order in Guam.
Really?
Cool. Yeah. I got a couple of buddies who are actually interested, so we might get it over at the house. And I hope to God Lesnar murders Cena.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. I mean, let Cena get a little shine in the very beginning, but then, like, just get dominated for, like, about 6-7 minutes and beat.
Yeah, and I'm a Cena fan. I really like Cena, but I don't – I just – not the right thing. He needs to destroy – he needs to get destroyed. He needs to – what he needs to do, really, is get destroyed and then go away.
Cena.
Yeah.
He needs to kill Cena, and then he needs to kill Randy Orton, and then he needs to real quickly kill the Big Show Kane and Mark Henry, and just like every month he kills somebody till WrestleMania till he fights The Undertaker. And then by that point, when he's killed everybody, you know, there'll be actually people thinking that, you know, he might beat The Undertaker.
That's not a bad idea, but I think he should next person he should beat is Punk for the title. I think he should win the title.
Yeah, you know what? I totally forgot about Punk. But yeah, he should kill. Yeah, he should beat Cena, kill Punk, then beat Orton. You know,
he should be the champion for like the rest of the year. He should be the champion until he faces The Rock at Undertaker or at Mania and loses. That's what I think.
Yeah.
But your way is good too. But I'd like to see him get the belt and hold it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. When we're in Vegas, you need to try and get a hold of our vegan friend and tell him to come out to UFC.
Yeah. I will see what I can do. See if he's down. He might be entering Grappler's Quest, so we'll see.
Get out. I might actually have to go to that if he actually enters that.
Yeah, I will make a call and let you know.
Cool.
But hey, you know, his girlfriend's leaving WWE, so. He might not be. I don't know.
I know he might get the Miz. He might get the Miz and Drew McIntyre treatment.
Right. Well, the Miz and Maurice live in Vegas too. So maybe the Bellas and Brian will live in move to Vegas. Stay in Vegas.
Yeah. That'd be awesome. I would love to meet the Bellas. Did you see their fucking camel toe outfits fucking Monday?
Yes, I did.
That was the most greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, great.
That's cool. But I guess we'll go ahead and end the show. Next week, everyone come back next week. I don't know what we got planned, but hopefully we'll get something planned because it should be our 200th episode. It's weird.
Sounds
it's 200 on, it's 200 on Block Talk, but CBJ has us at like 190 something, or I don't know. The shows are like so. We did so many like little extra bonus shows way back in the day that the numbers are off. I don't even know what show it really is, but
it's like the numbered UFCs.
Yeah, on the marquee it'll say 200, but it's for sure it's not the actual 200 show.
Whatever. It's not the thousandth Raw either, so.
Cool.
All right, dude. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. And give me a text or whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Everybody
peace out, faggot.
And all, Apple.
All right. Bye.
You go through all the pain inside. You say your back has gone so fast. It's gone so fast. Yeah. Oh, so long, so long, so many years. Yeah, go up, thanks, I'm checking it out.
Okay, I'm about to end the show, but I cannot. Oh, here it is. Yeah, I'm not on my normal computer, so the show will be ending in right now. Right now, hurry the fuck up, end it. End. There we go.